So glad that you're here. Go ahead, kick your shoes off. Take your coat off. It's summertime. Why are you wearing that thing anyways? And welcome to Mark and Friends on this Thursday, this July 23rd, 2020. I'm the Friends part, Joey Kroll. It's an honor to sit behind this microphone with you each and every Thursday and be the guest host of this wonderful program. Hope you're having a wonderful week, a blessed week, a week that is honoring and serving and worshiping our great God. Now, I know a lot of things have slowed down thanks to COVID-19 this year, but this radio ministry is putting together a wonderful bus trip to Philadelphia. It's the Let Freedom Ring Philadelphia bus tour later on this fall, September 27th through October 2nd. It's 6 days, 5 nights on a deluxe motor coach to Philadelphia and back with some great hotel accommodations and meals and some great education and friend-making opportunities along the way as well. If you want to find out more about the Let Freedom Ring Philadelphia bus trip happening this fall, just call 217-367-7777. 217-367-7777. Well, coming up for Mark and Friends today, you are going to be in for a treat. I have my boy, my son, Timothy, our 17-year-old son. He's going to be hanging out in studio here this morning, and we're just going to be talking about some great things that God has planned for him. He's going to be going off to basic training. He's going to be in the Air Guard, and we're going to hear just a little bit about some of those journeys, but also his testimony as well. So our son Timothy is coming up right after this here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends.
People wonder about my happy face while I'm walking through a world of hate. They want to know about my singing voice, where I learned to make a joyful noise.
They want to know why I'm calm when everything's wrong, and who taught me how to sing a victory song.
To be this way, I look him in the eye and say,
it runs in the family, this joy that keeps me laughing. It's the old time religion, a long family tradition, from the heavenly Father to all the sons and all the daughters. If you wonder why we're
Silas and Paul shook the jailhouse wall and turned it into a concert hall.
By calling his name in the midnight hour, we've got that very same power.
It runs in the family, this joy that keeps me laughing. It's the old time religion, a long family tradition, from the heavenly Father to all the sons and all the daughters.
You're wondering why.
Well, thank you so much for listening to Mark and Friends today. It's Thursday. It's Joey Kroll spending some time here with you. And, you know, when a child begins to leave the home or kind of grow up, that, you know, people use that analogy of a little bird flying out of the nest. And, well, our son is going to be flying off to bigger and greater things soon. And so I thought we can have our son, Timothy, hang out with us this morning. Tim, good morning, sir. Good to see you.
Thank you so much for having me.
And it's good to see you up before 10 o'clock. Look at you. I'm just kidding. You're one of them early risers, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you're with, you know, everybody else is still sleeping. Yeah, you're at like 5 o'clock.
I'm there for morning bingo with the elderly.
That's right. That's right. Well, anyways, you know, God's got some great plans for you, man. You know, you feel like he's got a calling on your life. And so I thought we'd just hang out for just a couple of minutes today, kind of hear about what God has birthed in your heart and a little bit about your testimony as well. And so, you know, when a bird leaves the nest, it has to go somewhere. So where do you feel God is leading you to go and be in the coming weeks?
So I'm actually leaving for basic military training in August. I'm still not sure what day yet, but it's definitely going to be around early August. And so I'm very excited. I'm also very nervous. I really hope that I'm still able to impact people while I'm there through my example and how I handle the challenges that they present to me. So that's definitely a hope. So I'm in the Air National Guard, and so, you know, they like to call us the chair force, which is kind of funny because I will be sitting at a desk for my job.
Now, I guess there's like, I didn't know this here until we, you know, we went through this the last several months, but I guess like the Air Force is really like, it's just very simple compared to like the Marines and all that.
Well, yeah. Well, the story one time that the Army Guard and the Air Guard were working together on the same project, and the Army Guard had to stay in tents on site, and the Air Guard got to go in a hotel like 5 minutes away. So I was weighing my options, and I was up all night sweating, and I was like, you know, I'd rather be the guys in the hotel than the guys in the tents. So,
that's right.
So the Air Force was my choice.
That's awesome. So what? So you're going to basic here in a couple of weeks. So basic training, it's boot camp. So are you mentally prepared for that?
I think so. I think that the Air Guard has been preparing me the past couple months to at least have a little bit of an idea of what I'm getting into. And I've been talking to some people who have been to basic recently, obviously, before the pandemic started. But I don't feel underprepared. I definitely don't feel completely prepared
yet.
I don't think anybody ever really is.
So eating ho-hos and ding-dongs before basic training is not probably being prepared correctly.
No, I would not recommend that to anyone, especially if you eat a whole box, because then you're just up all night feeling miserable.
Yeah, that's right. Well, so that's exciting. So what are you going to do after you get out of boot camp, basic training? What do you feel God has birthed in your heart in that?
I really feel like I can use the military to reach out to people. I work with someone who is an atheist and went to a local Catholic private school, and you know, he told me he had to write an essay about what Jesus meant to him. And you know, he kind of laughed whenever he told me about it, because he said, well, I'm an atheist, it doesn't mean anything. And so we've had a couple discussions, and it really got me thinking, like, man, I wonder how many more people there are in the military that are like that. And so I'm definitely hoping that my example, like I said earlier, my example can be used to help at least point people to Christ, if not lead them.
You know, it's really interesting, because a lot of people think, Tim, that you have to be working in a ministry to be a minister. No, you can be a minister anywhere, and wherever you are as a minister, that's your ministry.
Right. Well, the fact is that if people know you're a Christian, they're going to watch you a little bit more closely than everyone else. And so I definitely feel a little bit of pressure, just because I know that if I make a mistake, people are going to be like, oh, well, maybe he really isn't a Christian. But honestly, I'm really excited to start leading people over to Christ.
Well, that's awesome, man. So after, I'm glad you're a man on a mission. And then I think after basic training, you're going to tech school and you're going to be involved in some things as well.
Right. So after basic training, you go to tech school for your job. So you get to learn about all the things that your job entails and what your day-to-day work schedule looks like and everything like that. And so I'm going to be going to Mississippi right by the beach. And so whenever I'm not studying for my tests, I'm going to be there. So
Mississippi in the summertime, that sounds real. You're going to be burnt to a crisp there, brother.
Well, at least I'll have a nice tan. So.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Well, that's awesome. And tell us a little bit about your faith journey, how you came to Christ, and tell us about that experience about coming to Jesus, your testimony.
I have been raised in the church all my life, and I have my mom to thank for that. She really made it a priority that we would be in church as we were growing up, so we would have a strong foundation in the Lord. And, you know, even now, whenever we play Bible trivia, everybody wants me on their team because I have so much head knowledge of the Bible and everything. But, you know, it really wasn't until high school where that head knowledge also became heart knowledge. And what I mean by that is that going throughout life in middle school and really up until my sophomore year of high school, I really had no relationship with the Lord. Like, I had all the right answers and, you know, all the Sunday school answers, but I really had no actual relationship with the Lord. And it really wasn't until, you know, I've been to my fair share of summer camps and Christian camps and VBSs and everything. And so it really wasn't until I went to Worldview that you guys sent me on.
Yeah, no, that's Worldview Academy. That's a large organization up near Chicago. And so we did that a few years ago.
Right. And I remember I didn't want to go. And I was like, oh, man, I don't have my phone. Like, I, you know, I can't text any of my friends. I can't, you know, hang out or do anything. So I really came in not wanting to be there, per se, but I left, and the things that I learned there really made me want to take my faith seriously. And so I started, you know, I remember asking God, like, Lord, I want a personal relationship with you, because I've seen how mom and you and a lot of people at church are, and I was like, man, I want that. Like, I wish I had that. And so I asked the Lord, I was like, God, I really, really want this. And so I said, whatever you have to do to make this happen, I'm willing. And so I went on a another youth group. We went to this place called CIY Move, which is like a Christian camp for a week, and you stay at a college, and ours happened to be in Tennessee. And so on the fifth day, they have this extended rec day where basically the youth groups get to go, and like some of them I think went rock climbing, but our youth group went kayaking. And I had never been kayaking before, or like anything related to water. And I'm probably using the incorrect term. I think it's I don't think it's kayaking, because we were all in a like big tube, and there was six of us. It wasn't two. So, regardless, we were in the water, and there was rapids, right? And so I was like, oh, okay, well, this isn't too bad. And, you know, it was kind of like a water ride that you get to control. And our guide was in the back and telling us. And then we come up to this place called the Washing Machine is what they called it. And I think it's a class 3 or 4 rapid that they have on the lake there. And so we got there, and I'm in the very front, right? Because I was like, man, this is my first time. I want to have like the whole experience,
the whole experience,
right?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, I got the whole experience. We went up to the washing machine, and I just fell right in. And I remember, they talk about, you know, they have scenes in movies where the main character is in distress, and you know, they see their life flash before their eyes. And it's a really stereotypical thing, but, like, that actually happened to me. And I was stuck under the raft that we were in probably no more than 15, 30 seconds. it felt a lot longer than that.
Yeah, no kidding.
And I couldn't get out from under it because the nature of the rapid was it went around in a circle. And I'm very thankful that I had my helmet on because I'm pretty sure I hit a rock or two. And if I was knocked unconscious, I don't think I would have made it. I was able to get out of the rapid and out of back into the raft. I remember being like, okay, God, I'm like, okay, I get it. Mm. Like, I see now that your hand is in my life and I could have easily died today. I didn't. So obviously there's something that you want me to do while I'm still here. And so, you know, I hadn't called my uncle or my grandma in a long time. And so I called them. I remember calling them that day and telling them and just catching up with them. Because I realized that time and family are very precious. You never know how much time you have left with people. And so I definitely made that a priority, in addition to studying scripture a lot more and trying to have that relationship with the Lord after that. And so that was really whenever I started to take my relationship seriously.
You know, your mom knows a little bit of that story. Now she knows the full story now on the radio.
Well,
she does now. She's like, what?
Hey, that was God. Actually the thing I was most nervous about.
She's probably going to be calling here and texting soon. Well, tell us a little bit about your life since coming to Christ. Because, you know, God does more than just save us so we can stay there. No, he calls us to serve him and grow in him.
Right. So I definitely had trouble at first figuring out what the Lord wanted me to do whenever in terms of ministry. Like, obviously, you're a pastor. So I was like, well, I don't know if I can be a pastor, or I don't know.
Brother, I don't know if I could be a pastor. What are you talking about?
It does seem very hard. And so I was like, well, I want to serve, but I don't know how to serve. And so I think over the years, I still don't know exactly what God wants me to do, but I think for right now, the best that I can do is lead by example. Mm-hmm. You have a lot of eyes looking up to you, and, you know, I just hope that my example is able to help other kids my age, kids younger than me that are looking up to me to see how a Christian should live their life. And, I mean, I'm not perfect by any means.
No, he's not. Believe me, we could testify to that.
Right.
Really,
and
quick.
So I'm not perfect by any means. I have my bad days, just like any other human being. But I feel like it's how you pick yourself back up after those mistakes that really counts. Mm-hmm. And so that's definitely a big thing for me.
That's a good word. Timothy, I know our time is running kind of low and short here. I know your mom's probably calling us. Hey, you never did tell me about that story.
Yeah.
How can our wonderful listeners pray for you in the days ahead? You know, here in the next 3 weeks, you're going to be somewhere in basic training and all of that. How can our wonderful listeners pray for you?
I definitely need prayers for perseverance because basic, I mean, it demands a lot, and it's a very changing experience. And so I don't want my walk to be affected in a negative way because of basic, just for perseverance while I'm there. And then also for a more clear way that I can serve. I'm not saying that I don't enjoy leading by example or running sound at church or anything like that, because it's all kingdom work. But if there's anything else that I could be doing, I would like to know. I feel like prayers for the Lord to reveal that to me would
right.
be
and,
helpful.
And so, Timothy, our 17-year-old, soon to be 18, August, 17th. What day is it? 17th, yeah. August 17th, he'll be turning 18. His wings are about to fly out of the nest here in the coming weeks. So pray for him. Pray for my wife. Bless her heart.
She's taking it pretty hard. She's struggling a little bit.
So the firstborn leaving. So I'm just reminded, Tim, about the importance of transferring your faith, the importance of leaving behind with your kids, your family, a godly legacy. Tim, thank you so much. We're going to be praying for you in the days ahead, and I love you, buddy.
Love you, too. Thanks for having me.
Sing the wondrous love of Jesus, sing his mercy and his grace. In the mansions bright and blessed, he'll prepare for us a place. And when we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. And when we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory.
Shout the victory.